Hong Kong expats and sympathizers are also taking to the streets in other cities around the world in solidarity. Bruce Wallace caught up with some in New York City.
The crowd is packed around a small group of speakers in Times Square. Dozens of umbrellas, a symbol of the Hong Kong demonstrations, snap open and the song begins. It might sound familiar. It's from Les Mis, about student activists in 19th century France. It's now a rallying cry for the Hong Kong movement. They've adapted the lyrics into Cantonese. Hand in hand, we fight hard for the right to vote for our future, says one. For some here, protesting in their own language is a big deal. Vincent Hui addresses the crowd in Cantonese and gives a quick English summary.
I've been in this country for 8 years. I've been working on a lot of student movement. However, I've never been able to speak in Chinese for my own people, so I'm glad today I'm finally get to speak my language for my people.
Hui is from Hong Kong. He's studying architecture in Manhattan. He tells me that until the protest, he was going to stay in the U.S. or maybe move to Europe.
And all of a sudden, I realized where I actually want to go is to go home. People have been telling me, oh, it's stupid to go home. There's nothing there anymore. It's been changing. However, the campaign happening in Hong Kong has given me hope. It tells me that, like, we all waking up now. We know where to go.
Some here also say that what's happening in Hong Kong could have a ripple effect. Sering Dolker is a Tibetan living in New York.
The outcome of what will happen in Hong Kong will have, in some way, determined the future for the Tibetan people, for the people in Taiwan, for the people in Inner Mongolia, or for all these people that are currently under the Chinese communist regime, you know?
Fei Wong filled me in on the Cantonese parts of the rally. She says it's difficult being far from home this week.
It's very hard. Like, there's so many moments that I really, really want to go back immediately to support my people in Hong Kong. But at the same time, I feel like I can also help to spread out the message to the world.
Wakai Nai, a software programmer, hopes that mainland Chinese in New York are listening too.
I just try to talk to as much as people from mainland as possible to express how Hong Kong people think as a whole to fight for democracy. The least we can do for Hong Kong people in the U.S. is to talk to these people, express our view, and come to an agreement. I mean, they can disagree, but we also have our freedom to express our opinions.
Hong Kong! Democracy! Hong Kong! Democracy!
A little north of Times Square, a smaller group gathers in Central Park. But this event is different. People here say it's explicitly not political. I talked to Tyler Kusunoki, who grew up in Hong Kong, about the distinction.
It was important for these events to say that we are showing support for what the Hong Kong people are doing, but we are not here to protest against China. Like, we're not. That's not what we're here to do. Because as the international community, I think on some level it would be almost arrogant for us to step in and say, oh yeah, we know totally what's going on and we are against it.
Kusunoki is in New York for a one-year teaching program at Columbia University. Normally, he's a school teacher in Hong Kong. He says his students back home have been reaching out to him.
A group of my students contacted me over the weekend. They're sixth graders, and they're like, we need to talk.
They all got on Google Hangout. His students told him they were confused.
Our classmates are asking us to strike, but, you know, are we striking because we don't want to do homework, or are we striking because we're actually standing for something? We don't know what to do because we're angry, but we don't know why we're angry, and why are we angry at our own people? Because aren't we all Chinese? It's causing a lot of people to reflect a lot on things, and I think that's true for a lot of us as well.
The group gathers around a Hong Kong flag lined with candles. There's a moment of uncertainty about what to do next, so they try out some chants. For the world, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York.
Bruce sent us his pictures of the Hong Kong rally in Times Square. You can see them at PRI.org.